feel like that play kind of defined what this team is capable of and what it's about to never give up?
I mean, I like I said, I think, you know, coming into that second half, we knew it was do or die for the things you want. You know, and when your back's against the wall, you got an option to quit or to fight back. And, you know, I think that play right there might have been the tipping point. And then, you know, Moore comes back with a huge, huge return. And then, you know, I think that catapulted us into to a level that we needed to be at to finish that game.
What kind of pride is there in playing by one of the greatest kick returners in school history?
It's crazy. Because, I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, nothing against him, but after you got the Lockets have come through and DA when he was here, I got to talk to him a few times. And, you know, and Banks, you know, those guys, I mean, Morgan seemed kind of small at a point, you know, comparing him to those guys. And now he's got four on the air. I think was our school record five?
It's four.
Four? So he's tied. See? Well, I didn't know that. Now his name's in the books, you know? So, you know, I'm sure kids will grow up wanting to try to beat that record. So that's something pretty special for him.
The touchdown catch, can you take me through that play, how that opened up?
I think, you know, we'd ran that route a couple times before and we'd got inside of them and our coaches knew that if we got a good chance and we threw it up there, you know, hopefully, you know, I get under it and catch it, or hopefully, you know, the ball will be there. And I think Cody just trusted his arm and he let it go. And I mean, from what I saw, it was a really pretty ball, you know, just floated and dropped right in my hands. I didn't break stride. And from then on, it was a foot race to the pylon, so it worked out in my favor.
Well, speaking of Cody, one thing Coach Snyder said he appreciated, it wasn't really like a drop off or the air coming out when Joe went out of the game. What was the feeling when you guys saw him go out?
You know, you never want to see a guy go down like that, especially in a game where we're fighting for our lives. You know, and I know it hurt Joe not to be able to play, but just, you know, watching Cody's demeanor, you know, as soon as Joe went down, Cody knew it was his time. He knew he had to step up and play, so I think our whole offense was confident that, you know, he was going to come out and he was going to do something special. And, you know, we knew there would be no drop-off at all, so we were pretty excited.
How proud of you are you of this group to go 3-6 to 6-6?
I mean, that's huge, and it's a tribute to who you play for, because I think at any point in this season, you know, as a team, we could have tanked and just been like, you know what, we'll come back next year. And I think it shows a lot that we have younger guys. I mean, you look at Duke. I mean, he's only a freshman, and, you know, this season, I think, with the way he's been playing, you know, this season might be minuscule in his career. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to make some big plays in the next coming years. So, looking back, this isn't going to be his most defining season. So, for him to want to get up every day and Kendall Adams and guys like that, young guys, to want to get up and fight for these seniors and fight for this staff to get to a bowl game, for them to finish out on, you know, maybe with a winning record, that's huge, and I think that shows the resiliency and the fight of this team, and I think that starts with your coach. And I feel like that's where we get that from.
Talk about the third down catch you made toward the end of the game.
Oh, that was our coach. We knew we were going to have to get one first down. We didn't know what we were going to call. We didn't know how we were going to do it. Cody and I had looked at each other, and our coach was like, hey, it's going to come down to you, so you need to get there, you need to get it. They called the play, and, you know, I just knew if I got inside, I knew Cody was going to put it on me, and he did. He threw a perfect ball, so worked out.